This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. AT&T has apparently decided YouTube might not be so bad after all. A couple of years ago, the telecommunications giant, also, by the way, one of this country's biggest advertisers, was among a bunch of companies that pulled their ads off YouTube because those ads were running alongside videos with controversial content, hate speech and terrorism-related stuff, that kind of thing. AT&T now says it is satisfied the Google-owned platform has changed its ways. Marketplace's Erica Barris explains how YouTube has changed and whether other advertisers are likely to follow.
AT&T pulled its ads from YouTube to avoid the risk of their running on ISIS recruitment videos, for example. Michael Smith, who teaches information technology and marketing at Carnegie Mellon University, says it was important for the company to pull its ads.
Not just for moral reasons, but I think also for branding reasons, to say we want no part of hate speech or other discriminatory voices.
Other marketers followed AT&T away from YouTube. Now the telecom company says it's going back because the platform has improved its artificial intelligence so that there is a near zero possibility that its ads could end up next to offensive content. But Catherine Trendacosta, an analyst with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, is skeptical.
The only way they could be successfully doing this is if they've removed anything even remotely resembling speech from YouTube.
AT&T says it's satisfied with test results on the platform. Another reason an advertiser would want to come back to YouTube? That's around 1 billion visitors a day, says Ming Shu with UC Berkeley's Business School. And if AT&T goes back to YouTube,
I think a lot of companies are looking for a leader to kind of follow. That if AT&T kind of goes ahead, then it will be a sign that, well, something has been done.
AT&T isn't the first to put its ads back on YouTube. In April of last year, Procter & Gamble, the largest advertiser in the U.S., returned to the platform. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.